This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The Golden State Warriors finished a four-game sweep of Western Conference rival Utah, defeating the Jazz 121-95 in Salt Lake City. The Warriors and the team they lost to in last year's championship series, the Cleveland Cavaliers, have coasted through the playoffs, with each team going undefeated in two 4-0 series sweeps in the quarter and semifinals. Tonight, Houston faces San Antonio at 8 p.m. in Game 5. The series is tied at 2 games apiece. Facing elimination, the Washington Capitals defeated the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-2 last night to even the best-of-seven series 3-3. Tonight, the Rangers face Ottawa at 7:30 in Game 6. The Senators lead the series 3-2. The New York Yankees have the Major League's best record, 21-9 after hammering the Cincinnati Reds 10-4. Neil Walker hit a game-ending single with 2 outs in the 9th inning, and the New York Mets put turmoil aside to beat the reeling San Francisco Giants 4-3. Meanwhile, Matt Harvey is set to rejoin the New York Mets rotation on Friday at Milwaukee after serving a 3-day suspension for not showing up at Citi Field for a game last weekend. Mets manager Terry Collins says Harvey will return to the Mets today, and it's up to the pitcher whether to address teammates as a group or individually. Red Sox pitcher Steven Wright will miss the rest of the season after having surgery to restore cartilage in his left knee. The team says the right-handed knuckleballer had the procedure yesterday. Boston manager John Farrell said last week that no one specific thing caused Wright's injury. Meanwhile, the Braves have released former National League MVP Ryan Howard from his minor league contract after he struggled at AAA Gwinnett. Atlanta signed Howard, a longtime star with the Philadelphia Phillies, shortly after the season began. He lasted only 11 games. A preliminary timeline for the proposed stadium that would be the home to the Raiders in Las Vegas shows construction would be finished only 3 months before the 2020 regular season begins. A Penn State University fraternity member calling 911 for help in a case that led to charges against 18 students following an alcohol-fueled party calmly told a dispatcher, quote, "We have a friend who's unconscious." The call from Beta Theta Pi member Ryan McCann wasn't made for nearly 12 hours after Timothy Piazza fell face first down a basement stairway February 2nd. Piazza died 2 days later. 8 of the charged frat brothers are accused of involuntary manslaughter. Los Angeles and Paris are awaiting their Olympic inspectors this week. Both cities are seen as winning options for the 2024 Games. The cities will host 3-day visits by an International Olympic Committee panel, whose chairman has no doubt about their hosting credentials. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.